Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining me now by phone, the skipper at NAS Pensacola, commanding officer and captain, Tim Lucky Kinsella. I want to call you Tim. They probably think I ought to call you captain or skipper, but in any case, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
It's great to be here, Andrew. You can call me Tim anytime.
I appreciate that. And, man, it was good to see you over at the coronation. And good to obvious. You know what I love? I love when they give you the big applause. I wasn't recording it, so I couldn't play it for the folks. But the biggest applause line of the night is, and joining us now, Skipper from any, you know, I love the way this town celebrates the Navy. So first question, before we're going to talk about Starbase and some other things, but before we get to that, how did the base weather the storm over the weekend?
We were a little concerned with the storm coming in, not so much with the winds, but more with the rain, because we still got a lot of tarps on roofs here on the base. But we did better than we expected. Those tarps that have been on the roofs for, 9 months now, and they held it better than we thought. A couple of utility breaks, some waterline breaks because of all the rain coming in. But once people start coming to work today, we'll find out whether there's any water intrusion to those offices. But overall, better than we expected.
So you mentioned blue tarps on roofs. I haven't been to the base in forever because, of course, first the NAS Pensacola, the security shut down, and then COVID. Yeah. I can't wait to be able to get back on base. So I feel very separated from you guys in terms of just, normally yeah. I come to the base every couple of months for something or other. How bad was the damage from Sally? You're still fixing. We're not even close to being recovered, right?
So the base is operating, right? So we're all of our major functions are operating. But the concern is that if we were to get, say, a Category 1 or a really bad tropical storm that was just lower than a Category 1, that would do significant damage to us, because we still have a lot of blue tarps on roofs that are covering up those damages from Hurricane Sally. So we're in a fairly fragile state as it is. But we're working through it. We're still all the work is still getting done. Money is scarce these days to get things done. There's no doubt that it'll get fixed. It just takes time.
Well, what was the price tag? Like, how bad was Sally for you guys?
It was, I'll say it was more than $10, and it was less than a billion.
Less than a billion? Oh, my God.
But more than $10. So it was significant. It was, if I could say that it was... It would be a shocking price tag if I told you the
okay
the math.
Wow okay all right I just didn't I mean I knew it was bad I just didn't realize it was yeah. like that kind of scale bad I, wow
and
okay.
it was a lot of it insidious damage where it wasn't buildings knocked down, the roofs knocked
right.
off, but these buildings are old. We have some buildings here that are pre-Civil War, and these buildings weren't built to last a century and a half worth of hurricanes. And with us having rain dumped on us for 18 hours, that all that water intrusion really caused a lot of internal damage to the buildings. And that's where the majority of the damage comes from.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, obviously we hope for full recovery at some point. Let's talk a little bit about the reason I did want to have you on today. You guys had a kind of a cool announcement come out last week related to
yeah.
a program that had been done away with under sequestration. So, almost a decade ago, not quite, but it's coming back, right?
That's right. We're very, very excited. It's a program called Starbase. It's a DoD program that is targeted towards fifth-grade students that are in Title I schools within the school district. So what we do is we bring them in. Well, first, when I heard about it, I didn't understand the program. I didn't know about it. When I heard about it, I thought it would be a perfect matchup with the National Flight Academy here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we take these kids in from these Title I schools, these at-risk schools, we bring them here and we give them a full week, 5 hours a day for 5 days of very advanced STEM education, stuff like rocketry, computer-aided design, 3D printing, coding, like they actually do coding of robots, aviation sciences, you name it. And kids that go through there, we found nationwide that there's been about a 20% increase in their STEM scores in school when they do that. And it's complementary to the school curriculum. So they go to their school. So
wait, hold on.
They
go through a five-day crash course on STEM, and they see a 20% bump in their grades related to STEM in school?
That's what they've seen. There's about 70 star bases around the country.
Wow.
And we're only the second one on a Navy base. But that's about the average that they've seen. Because these kids, here's the thing. you bring young children in, and we all know that the children are the future of our community. They're the future of our civilization. So you bring these kids in, and they may not have had an opportunity to see what the art of the possible is. You bring them into a place like the National Flight Academy. You expose them to things like that they've never seen before. And you take them outside for lunch, and then all of a sudden the Blue Angels are flying overhead. You bring them back inside, and you put them in a flight simulator at the Flight Academy, and you spark that imagination. You give them that little spark that might be the thing that when they go back to their classrooms in their school, it says, you know what, I can do this. I could be one of those Blue Angels. I could go into aviation. I could, you know, the sky is the limit. Just to give them the art of the possible, that's really what I'm hoping to get from this for a lot of these kids.
Wow. And that's a lot of kids who are eligible for this, because in Escambia County,
yeah.
The vast majority of our schools are Title I schools, but they're what, fifth graders are the ones who are going to do this? Is that right?
Yep, we are. So during the school year, it'll be fifth graders, and then during the summer, it'll be a year-round program, and during the summer, we'll open it up to other groups. We're still working on exactly who that'll be.
Okay.
But we'll go beyond Title I, but we're looking at least 1,500, between 1,500 and 1,800 kids per year.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay. And for people who do not know, the National Flight Academy is a simulated aircraft carrier on the base. It's really an amazing facility. It's kind of, I mean, it really, like, it'll blow your mind if you ever get a chance to go through it. I recommend that you do it. Now, is this program in any way connected to the Escambia County School District, NAS Pensacola Joint Military Council, or is that they just happen to be functioning at the same time, or is this a byproduct of their work, of your work with them?
So this is something it's all, I would say it's all related.
Okay.
Because since we've started doing this council, our relationship with this school county has only improved, and it's become a great way for us to just discuss things like this. And the superintendent, when I told him about this, he was absolutely on board because he saw the value in it. So the school district is very, very much involved because we have to work with them to ensure that the curriculum's mesh, so that our curriculum that we're doing here is going to flow into the curriculum that they're doing at school, so they complement each other.
So okay, so working together,
very, very important
to help these kids. That's fantastic. Yeah. We're talking to Commanding Officer and Captain Tim Kinsel at NES Pensacola. A couple of years ago, of course, you made news. We were the first ones to cover it, where you made some pretty, at the time, I thought they were fair. A lot of other people thought it was controversial comments about the school system here in Escambia County. Have things gotten better as a result of this school board, NES Pensacola Joint Military Council partnership?
I'd say communication has improved. It has certainly opened up a dialogue between the military community and the school district. And I don't want to say the relationships were ever bad. It was, but this has certainly allowed military families that have concerns to bring them up to the school district in a very unfettered manner. So it's
good.
Certainly helped.
And that's key to preserving our mission here, because obviously if we don't have families that want to move their kids here, a lot of military families have kids, then we start to run the risk of jeopardizing the mission and the base. I mean, you know, these are bad consequences if we don't get this figured out, and I'm glad we're working on it. Hey, I know I would be I would get in trouble with the listeners if I didn't ask you. Base access, obviously in the wake of the attack, obviously in the wake of COVID, and now with Sally and all the damaged buildings, what's the realistic expectation for when we might be able to get back on base and go to the lighthouse and go to the museum and watch the Blue Angels?
Well, as you know, if you're with a DoD ID card holder, you can come in. It's not the same as it was.
Sure.
But there's, I know a lot of folks think that it's me being mean old Captain Tim and not letting folks in, but it's not. It's a Navy directive. And because after the shooting, there's a lot of lessons learned.
Yeah.
And those lessons learned are being spread across the Navy. So we're making changes across the Navy about base access. And we have to be consistent across the Navy on our standards and how we do entry into the bases. So that takes time. Nothing, you know, the Navy's we've got almost 80 bases across the Navy. So implementing all those throughout the Navy takes time for us to do. And we're working very, very closely with the United States Fleet Forces Command in order to make that happen. I'm very, very hopeful that it happens sooner rather than later. But it's kind of out of my hands.
Yeah, I know we once upon a time we had what I would describe as a peculiar relationship, kind of just a happy, nobody knew too much about it. You know, we would go on, and it was a very, very unusual relationship with the base. And I think we all realize that we're probably never getting back to that, although I certainly wish that we could. Speaking of that and the Blue Angels, I hear weird rumors sometimes about, you know, the Blue Angels – not doing an air show, but we are doing the air show, right?
We are moving forward, and we are planning like the air show is going to happen. So we have all the pieces in place in order for it to happen. So as and especially with COVID, as long as COVID keeps on tracking the way it is, I think we're going to be good to go. So just keep your eye on the prize, and hopefully come November we'll be standing out there at the airfield and watching those beautiful blue aircraft streaking by.
Okay, Tim, your friend, when you say we're planning as if and hopefully, that concerns me. Should I be concerned?
No, it's, I mean, from where you can never say never.
Okay.
Because you never, I mean, in this past year, our COVID has gone up and down like a wave, like mm-hmm. a sine wave. And if for some reason that there's a massive outbreak again, then, you know, all bets are off. And I mean, I think you know that as well as I do, that we're not going to be able to have an air show if we have a major outbreak again and we have to change our health protection condition back up to Charlie because we're at Bravo now.
Well, and that was kind of the last thing I was going to ask you is I know that move was a big, important shift for the Navy and a sort of finally long day coming. Are things, I mean, I have to imagine that people are happier, their morale is up, misbehavior is, I assume things are better on base now that we're at Bravo instead of Charlie. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, very much so. It was like, it was like, you know, you're having a weight pressed down on your chest and you're having a hard time breathing. And then that weight has just been lifted and everybody's breathing clearer. It's been an amazing shift in everyone's mood. I think, you know, it's just across the county, across the country mm-hmm. as things start opening up and life starts getting back to normal again. But yeah, very much so.
Well, very good. And I was so glad to hear that and so glad on behalf of the service members that were kind of experiencing the Charlie conditions that were, you know, unpleasant, I'm sure. And obviously excited to get the base back to access of some kind and certainly looking forward to the Blue Angels show and Starbase. I mean, great news. Really a good thing coming to Escambia County.
Yeah.
Tim Kinsella, he is the captain, commanding officer, skipper at NAS Pensacola. Lucky is his call sign. Tim, as always, you're welcome here anytime. Thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for managing the base so that our military community can get done the mission that they need to get done. We appreciate the work.
Thank you, Andrew. Great to be here.